This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. You might say it's downtown Chattanooga's newest music venue. The EPB Community Stage at the newly renovated Miller Park is a building that opens up. It has a glass front like a giant window, and hydraulic arms lift up the front like a garage door. A crowd of bystanders stopped and cheered Thursday afternoon as city officials raised the glass front and showed off the stage inside. Preparations were underway for Miller Park's grand reopening. For more than a year, workers have been renovating the park, transforming it into an open green space, more than 25,000 square feet, where people can walk, play, or sit and watch performances. On gleaming metal benches, people can relax and recharge.
There's a USB port.
Literally recharge. That's Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke showing off a charging station next to a park bench.
You just want to sit on the bench and work and eat your lunch. NougaNet is down here so that you can connect up to the web.
Miller Park's renovation cost more than $10 million. The city funded about $4 million of it. Private donors, including EPB and Blue Cross Blue Shield, gave the rest. The park is more than 40 years old. Renovation planning and visioning began in 2013 at River City Company, a nonprofit downtown development company. Kim White is the CEO.
You know, if you remember, this is part of the area that Blue Cross moved out of many years before, and there were a lot of vacant buildings, and we were just starting to come out of that recovery. So we put together a big plan, a lot with community input, and talked about how to make this area more likable and livable. And this was a big component of it, was a redeveloped Miller Park.
Now, White looks ahead to some of the events planned for this new green space and stage.
We have performances from the symphony, we have ballet performances, we have movies that are going to be up here. So we already have a full range of activities and a schedule that we'll be putting out.
Miller Park's grand reopening happens today, Friday the 14th, starting with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 11 a.m. and live music, children's activities, and performance art throughout the entire day. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.
You're listening to WUTC 88.1 FM.
Tennessee Promise, the state's tuition-free community college program, could be shortchanging low-income students. That's the takeaway from the Institute for Higher Education Policy's latest study. It finds many of these students are saddled with other expenses the program doesn't pay for. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani reports.
Researchers say Tennessee Promise was designed with the best intentions, but for the state's poorest students, college is still unaffordable. That's because the program only pays the remaining costs of tuition after other federal or state scholarships have already been applied. Students still have to cover non-tuition expenses like textbooks, housing, and transportation. Mamie Voigt, one of the study's authors, says this unmet need can amount to around $7,000 for just 1 year of college.
The Promise doesn't actually make a dent in the expenses that low-income students have to finance to go to college and succeed in college.
But the report fails to paint a complete picture, contends Mike Krause, executive director of the Tennessee Higher Education Commission.
So we have some empirical data that tells a very different story than the one that the researchers told. 8,000 low-income students have entered the pipeline since Tennessee Promise was launched that we believe would not have otherwise enrolled.
But the study argues low-income students that enroll in college may still need extra financial help in order to successfully complete their degrees. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.